Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one to lead. I was 1 in 100 billion, a burnt-out star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life. I first kissed you, the best me has his arms around you. You make me better than all of us before. Thank God I'm yours. I was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city streets, another face in the crowd, head looking down. Got the chance to touch the sea.
I want to first say hello to my guests that tune in each and every Friday from north to south, east to west. and for everybody in the 37 countries around the world who tune in. I appreciate you for doing that. And without further ado, before I bring in my guest, if you want to ask my guest a question, please dial 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key. Let you know that you have a question that you want to ask her or comment. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward, first before I bring on Princess. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. How are you? How are you tonight?
I don't know. It's been like, you know, my throat like it's trying to, you know, lock up or something. I don't know. Maybe all these flowers and pollen or whatever. But I'm good. You know, beautiful weather. I can't complain.
Okay. Awesome.
So, something you want to say before I introduce Princess?
Oh no, I was saying that's awesome. I was responding to you.
Okay, darling. Well, our special guest tonight is a young lady, Princess Graham, who she's only 16 years old, and she's already wrote 2 books. She's a songwriter. She's an actress. She's a dance choreographer, and she wants to be a fashion designer. So, you know, this young lady, she's definitely on her way to being a boss, and we appreciate her being here with her beautiful self. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to Princess Graham. How you doing, Princess?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I thought I had lost you for a minute. I ain't hearing anything. So a young lady such as yourself at 16, I'm assuming you're still in school. How do you find time to be in school and do all these things that you're doing?
You know, honestly, I have trouble with that a lot of times. You know, being in high school, I'm dealing with a lot of assignments and projects and a lot of responsibilities. But over the weekends when I'm not tied up with either school stuff or work stuff, I try to work on my hobbies and the things I enjoy and my artistic talents. So that's usually where most of my artistic abilities come into play.
Okay, well, you said down here that you want to be a fashion designer. Have you took to making some of your own clothes that you wear at school? Because when I was growing up, my mom, man, her and her sewing machine, she would lay her stuff out on the table, and she would be making us some fly outfits, you know. So I was wondering, are you that kind of fashion designer that you want to be? You already into it by designing some of your own clothes that you wear now?
Unfortunately, I am not. I don't have access to a sewing machine at the time. But I do sometimes sketch out some little ideas of, like, clothing designs that I think would be nice, or just, like, concepts in general. I did it a whole lot more when I was younger. I've gotten more into drawing other things as of lately, but it is definitely something that I'm still planning on pursuing.
Well, don't forget, they got 2 shows out there, Project Runway and also called Making the Cut with Heidi Klum. And you ought to try that, you know, so you win and, you know, produce a line. And, you know, that's just some avenues for you. So without further ado, my co-host, Chrissy, has a question. So, Chris, go ahead, darling.
Okay, yeah, Princess Graham. My first question is, you know, I know a fashion designer by the name of David Dangle. He's on QVC. So, what fashion designers inspire you? Do you study? Are there any ones that inspire you or that you look up to?
I haven't actually researched a whole lot into fashion design and like specific fashion designers. I know there's this one girl on YouTube. I couldn't tell you her name, but I do know that she does designs that kind of, what's the word? She makes them more conventional to wear. So, like, she makes basic clothing items, but she makes them more conventional to wear, especially for people who work out. So I know she made this this skirt that has, like, these skirt. It's like a skirt, basically. But, I mean, that's a very common thing, but it's very conventional for anybody who works out because it has the pockets. It's not see-through when you bend over, you know, things like that. And I definitely look up to her videos a little bit because I want to make my clothes like that. I know that clothing is not conventional for everybody to wear, especially people with body types that the fashion industry doesn't necessarily cater to. So I want to go in that direction with my fashion design while also making things cute at the same time.
Oh, great.
Well, let me ask you about you authored two books. What's the title of those two books, and what are they about?
So my first book that I wrote in fourth grade, it is called Shadow. It is about a girl. She grows up homeless, and she has this dream to someday become a star, a singer-songwriter. So it talks about how she grows up homeless, and she's ignored, and she doesn't have an education, all of that stuff. But it also talks about her growing up and becoming a star. And my second book, Native, it's a chapter book. The first one is a children's book, more for, like, little kids. The second one is a chapter book, I'd say, like, middle school, late elementary school. I wrote that. I started it in fourth grade, finished in fifth grade. It's called Native. And it's about a Native American and a pilgrim. They become friends, and it talks about their friendship, you know, throughout the whole settling into the Americas and all of that good stuff. And it also talks about when the Revolutionary War starts, they get separated and they find their way back to each other. So it talks about their friendship and all of that good stuff.
Well, you said that your first book you wrote when you was in fourth grade. So how old were you, about maybe?
I was, yeah, like 10, 11.
Okay, 10 or 11, okay. So you should have been in higher grade than fourth grade then, if you start in kindergarten at 5 years old. But that's still impressive at that age, you know, to be writing books. So what inspired you, watching cartoons on TV, or just something that you wanted to do?
You know, surprisingly, for a kid my age, I never really watched cartoons like that. I watched them a lot when I was little. But by the time I was, like, you know, halfway through elementary school, I just wasn't a TV person anymore, and I haven't been since. My main inspiration was school and reading. I did a lot of reading instead of watching TV. For Shadow, my main inspiration was actually a writing prompt from my fourth grade teacher. It ended up winning the Young Georgia Authors Competition in 2017, and it won first place for regional, state, just all of that for my grade. And through that, I met my publisher, Miss Barbara Pierce, who I know you know pretty well. And she was like, I want you in my program. I want to publish your book. So she put me in her summer arts camp that she runs every year. And I published the books through that, and I also did the illustrations for it while I was in her camp.
Well, you seem like you're very talented in a lot of areas. I'm going to let Chris ask his question, and then I'm going to get back to my question. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, Princess, you know, I give you lots of kudos because you're a young woman, and you have all this success, and you're not doing things that I see people your age doing. So, first of all, I give you kudos. I should have said that with my last question, But my question this time, Princess, is your parents giving you advice on how to handle all of this success?
Yes, my mom most definitely has. You know, since I was very little, I've been talking to her a lot about this recently, especially being in high school with people who, like you said, do some not-so-sweet things. Since I was little, she was always teaching me to be humble and not to brag about my successes, to be proud of them, but definitely not make, like, shove it in people's faces and things like that. Because even, like, before these books, I've always been, like, a pretty, you know, successful person. I've always had very good grades, definitely top of my class. I was always in, you know, those big clubs, like, you know, the Reading Bowl and the science team and things like that. I was always a really smart kid. So even from then, she always taught me how to be humble and to not brag about things, which I appreciate a lot because I see some people that have a little bit of an issue with that, and it's not the cutest thing. She's also taught me, she's also helped me with selling, you know, talking to people easier, and, you know, making sure I promote myself and market myself in a good way, and I'm not too standoffish, because I'm a very shy person, but I'm not too standoffish, and I'm promoting the book properly and things like that. So she's definitely been a big help to me in that area.
Well, one thing your mother has showed you how to articulate very well. I like the way you speak, first of all, you know. But I got to ask you about this name. Now, you know, I got a daughter, you know, and mothers, we try to be creative and we try to give children names that's going to be okay in the century that they're born in. So is Princess your birth name for real, or that's just a nickname?
Princess is my birth name. And, you know, I could tell you where it came from. I ask my mom periodically about once or two times a month, maybe. I really forget every time she tells me. But I know it has something to do with she wanted – my original name was going to be Viola. And then my mom was like, no, that's an old lady name. And she also was going to name me – she wanted to name me something Hawaiian. So Anani is my middle name.
Ooh.
It means orange blossom or something like that. But she wanted to give me something that, like, really stood out and, like, what's the word? Like, it gave me this, like, oh, God, I'm trying to think of the word. Like, a sense of, not necessarily a sense of superiority, but, like, you know, like, something I could be proud of, you know? Like, princess, that's definitely
royal.
Something to be proud of, something to look up to. Royal,
yeah.
So that's how I ended up with my name. So my full name is Princess Anani Viola Graham. And it sounds like a princess name.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Love it.
I would have dropped
Thank
off
you.
As Viola, though, but okay.
Yeah.
I like the princess. You know, people are saying, well, who she call herself princess when going to school, right? You know how kids are bullied, you know, these young kids. And they said princess, and they said, she ain't no princess. If she a princess, I'm a queen, you know, because they don't realize that's the real name. I like that. That is really cool. And look, callers on the line, if you want to talk to my guest or make a statement, please hit the one key. Let me know. I will unmute your mic, but otherwise you'll stay muted. And forgive me for me being, feel like my throat is all raw, but I don't know why. But I know that when I finish, I got some tea with my name on it that I'm going to be drinking. So, okay, Chris. Oh, that's right, not you, Chris. I got a call on here that want to talk to our guest. And caller, the last four digits is 3358. What's your name, please, and what's your question or comment?
My name is Tracy, and I've had the pleasure of meeting, I know Princess and her mother very well. And I don't know if she told you guys, but she actually turned the book Shadow. It was written into a play.
Wow.
And it was yes. So you negated to say that, Princess, and it was very,
yeah,
it was very... Very, very good. Yeah, very, very good. She's also a songwriter. She writes songs. She's written a couple of songs herself. So she plays guitar. I don't know if she told you guys that. But, yeah, she's extremely, extremely, extremely talented. I just love her. But I wanted to ask you, Princess, do you – Yes. But I wanted to ask you, Princess, are you thinking of, like, with Shadow, you know, she at the end she became famous. Are you thinking about doing a sequel to that, you know, chronicling her life when she became famous? Or are you thinking about doing something like that, Princess? Because I would love to read that book and see it in a play as well.
I have actually thought about it, and the concept I was going to use for the extended version was actually the concept I used for the play. I've been saying for a minute now that I was going to write a sequel. I had another novel that I've been working on, and I haven't worked on it as much because I've been busy with life and school and et cetera, et cetera. But there will definitely eventually be a sequel to Shadow that definitely goes into depth about, you know, her experience with being homeless and then meeting a producer and rising to fame.
I wish you guys could have been there to see the play. It was very, very nice. Very nice. Yes. Awesome. Yeah.
I'm just impressed.
Well, thank you so much.
And doing all the stuff that she's doing. Well, you're so welcome.
Right.
We have another caller with their hand up that want to say something to you. Caller, the last four digits, your phone number is 6521. Caller, what's your name and what's your question or comment?
Hi, this is Dominique. I'm actually Princess's sister, and I wanted to say to you, Princess, that I'm proud of you. I love you. I think everything that you do is so inspiring, and I want to be like you when I grow up, even though I'm grown. But, you know, you're just truly an inspiration, and I know that, you know, you have a lot on your plate, but you can handle it, and you're going to just soar. You're going to be the best version of yourself. Just continue to grow and expand your talents and just keep at it, and I know you're going to get to where you want to go.
Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, Dominique, I just want to say that it's nice because a lot of times sisters don't always come together and be on a best playing field, but that was so encouraging and thoughtful that you called in and said that to your sister, you know. So it must be a lot of love in that house because your mom is phenomenal as well. So I see y'all ladies get that somehow. But we have another caller on the line. That her last four digits is 7075. Caller, it's up to you, darling. Give us your name and your comment.
Hello, this is Princess's mom. This is Tamara Chandler. Hey, look, I just had to call in. Y'all was beating up her name. Look, Princess is, it took me a minute to get that name together. But, yeah, I just wanted her to have a name, like she said, to be proud of and for her to conduct herself as such. So to always keep in her mind, right, to keep in her mind, okay, my name is Princess. You know, like you said, a lot of people don't live up to their name, and, you know, we don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure she lived up to her name and remain humble. But I just wanted to say that I'm very proud of her. I do stay on her to keep her grades up and all the stuff she said, because
yeah.
I want all my children to be successful in whatever they do. So I'm always, you know, their biggest supporter.
All right, man. And, well, Mom, you're doing a great job because you
yes.
have one daughter, Dominique, who is very encouraging and supporting her sister. I like that togetherness.
And
she got another daughter who's 16 on her way to being a boss, and you are
mm-hmm.
a boss, so hey.
exactly.
There's a lot of talent in this family.
Awesome.
I see that. Well, Chris got another question for you, Princess.
Yes, Princess. My next question for you is there anything, of course there probably is because you're so young, but anyway, is there anything on your bucket list or on your dream list that you still want to do?
Oh, I have so much. I have so many things I want to do. I think my biggest thing right now is I want to become a singer-songwriter. As Miss Tracy Pickett mm-hmm. mentioned earlier, I do sing, I do write songs, and I play a little bit of guitar. I just got a bass, actually, that I'm going to start learning. But besides that, I've been wanting to be a singer-songwriter for God knows how long, and I'm definitely going to start getting into it. And shameless plug here right quick, sometime this month I'm actually going to start a YouTube channel where I start posting covers of other people's songs. Because a lot of the musicians
that
I look up to, they kind of grew their popularity. I was about to say publicity and popularity in the same word, and it wasn't going to be cute. Their popularity through, you know, doing covers of other people's songs, so people will be like, oh, I know that song, let me listen to it. And then they listen, and, you know, my account gains traction, et cetera, et cetera. Then when I have the popularity and the publicity that I need, I release my own music, so I have people that are already there, ready to listen, ready to hear my voice, ready to hear my own lyrics. So that's kind of the plan that I'm going for right now. So I'm definitely going to start that YouTube channel sometime this month. It depends on my schedule because I think I'm going to start a job soon and, you know, all that crazy stuff, you know, school and work and just everything. But there will be a YouTube channel. It will be called Princess A. Nani. That is A-I-N-A-N-I. Another time for anybody who may be, you know, writing it down or whatever. Princess A-I-N-A-N-I. So, yeah. But other than singing and songwriting, I definitely want to, you know, start a fashion line, which I think I might start after I gain a lot of publicity as a singer-songwriter because I know a lot of musicians do that. I also want to do some traveling. I want to go to Paris because that's like the place of fashion and a whole bunch of other places around the world. God, there's other stuff. There's just so much. I want to write more books, of course. I have 2-3 books that I'm planning on making already that I have outlines for. I just haven't, you know, gotten to write. Yeah, I don't even know. There's just so much stuff I want to do.
Well, Princess, let me ask you this. I know you're talking about you already started your YouTube channel covering other people's songs. Now, right now, you're on the Duck Talk channel. Won't you sing a little something for us? I don't care who you want to cover. Just show us what you're working with.
Oh, God. Okay. You know, you warned me about that, but I didn't think you were actually going to ask. Oh, God. All right, hold on. I got a list of songs that I want to cover on my YouTube channel. I got to find one that I think would match for this.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, I'll do a little snippet of the first song that I was planning to do. It's Till It Happens to You by Corinne Bailey Rae. I don't know if you guys know that song, but... I kind of grew up on that song, and it's a sweet little song that I think matches my vocal range. I hope that these headphones don't make me sound weird, because that would be a little embarrassing, but that's all right. Okay, how much of it do I sing?
Just a little bit. I ain't going to hold you to the whole thing, because we're running out of time, so just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got to think about how the instrumental goes. All right. I know what I said was heat of the moment. It's a little truth in between the words we've spoken. It's a little late now to fix a heart that's broken. Please don't ask me where I'm going, 'cause I don't know. No,
well, let me take you to the voice. That sounds good.
You do.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Divine.
That sounds
divine,
good,
yes.
Marvin. That sounds good. I got to give you kudos.
Keep it up.
But before we get off of here, because we're running out of time, tell everybody how to reach you. You know, if they want to hire you to sing or hire you to do some of that dance choreography that you do and, you know, be an actress, you do so much. Girl, just how can they reach you?
All right. So my Facebook, which is I run it now a little bit, but I'm just now getting into the gist of it because I don't have Facebook like that. My Facebook is Princess Graham. I want to say it has Princess Anani connected to it. I'm not sure. But my Instagram, which I run, is my personal. I, you know, do everything on it, is Princess_Anani. And, again, for anybody who didn't get it earlier, it's A-I-N-A-N-I. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff over there, so that'll probably be the best way to reach me personally. But my Facebook is also a way to reach me. I haven't gotten Messenger yet, so I won't be able to see the messages, but my mom will definitely let me know. But, yeah, those are the two main ways to reach me. I don't think I have anything else other than that. Yeah, so mostly my Instagram, which, again, for anybody listening, writing, whatever, it's Princess Graham for the Facebook, which is G-R-A-H-A-M, and for the Instagram, it is Princess_A-I-N-A-N-I.
Okay.
Well, I want to thank you, Princess, for being here tonight. And
yes, thank you.
Thank you for your guests who called in to support you. I really appreciate that. And next week we will be off for Veterans Day, and coming back on the 18th, we'll be having Mrs. Pierce talking about no more bullying. So y'all tune in with us next week. Take a break, you know, or go to the archives, because we got a lot of stuff going all the way back to 2012, you know, the further back the ratio it is, you know, I grew up a little bit, you know. But check out and me and Chris will see you back here.
Yep. See you 2 weeks.
Ain't that right, Chris?
Yep, 2 weeks.
So, Chris, mm-hmm. Yep, thank you, darling, for hanging out with us tonight. And, you know, you are like family. You can always come back. Whatever you're doing, just give me a call. Hey, Terry, I got some new stuff I want to talk about, and I'll put you back on the air.
All right, one more thing. My book can be purchased on my mother's website, which is TamaraChandler.com. Again, that's TamaraChandler.com. And the money will go straight to me instead of going through Amazon, where I get, like, a small percentage.
Right, because Amazon, they take all your money. That's why my last book got even full of Amazon, but you're absolutely right. But anyway, you be blessed. You have a great weekend. You stay safe and stay healthy. And we'll talk again real soon. And thank everybody in 37 countries around the world who is tuning into our show. We appreciate you. And the ones north to south and east to west, thank you. And again, we'll be back in 2 weeks, like my co-host Chris Michael Ward says. And everybody, peace and blessings. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.